Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we are breaking down Belgium's new whistleblower rules. We're going to give you the key dates, the requirements, and maybe most importantly, the financial risks you really need to know about.
Exactly. And this isn't just theory, it's a mandatory framework that's already in place. It all stems from the EU Whistleblower Directive, which Belgium was a bit late in putting into law.
Late is right. The EU deadline was back in December 2021, wasn't it?
It was. So the Belgian law for the private sector was only published on December 15th, 2022. And then key parts of it kicked in just 2 months later, February 15th, 2023. A very fast turnaround for a lot of companies.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What kind of activities are we actually talking about? What's protected?
It's pretty broad. We're talking about reporting illegal, unethical, or even just dangerous activities. Think breaches of EU law, public procurement, money laundering, even threats to public health.
And what kind of shield does the whistleblower actually get?
A very strong one. The law is explicit about confidentiality. Their identity is protected. And then there's the anti-retaliation piece, which is crucial.
Right. So no getting fired for speaking up.
No firing, no suspension, no demotion, no being passed over for a promotion. Any kind of harassment linked to the report is also forbidden. The whole point is to make it safe to report.
So who has to set all this up? Is it every single business in Belgium?
Not every single one, but the net is wide. It's mandatory for any private sector company with 50 or more employees.
If you're under 50.
You aren't required to set up your own internal channel, but, and this is important, your employees are still fully protected if they report externally to the proper authorities.
And I remember those deadlines were staggered, right? It wasn't one big bang for everyone.
That's right, a phased rollout. The larger companies, so 250 employees or more, they had to be ready by February 15th, 2023.
And the next group?
The ones between 50 and 249 employees. They got a bit more time, but that deadline has passed. It was December 17th, 2023.
Okay, let's talk implementation. What are the big non-negotiable steps a company had to take?
Well, there are four key things. The first one is often the trickiest. Mandatory social consultation.
Meaning you have to talk to the Works Council or the union reps.
Exactly. You can't just drop a new policy on everyone. It has to be discussed because it touches on industrial relations. It requires real buy-in.
Makes sense. What's next on the checklist?
Steps two and three are about the structure itself. You have to appoint an independent reporting manager. This person needs to be impartial, you know, no conflicts of interest.
And then you need the actual system.
Yes, a secure system that allows for both written and oral reports. Confidentiality has to be baked in from the very start.
And the fourth step is just having a clear policy, I assume.
A clear drafted policy, and it has to be communicated to everyone. It doesn't need to be in the formal work regulations, but everybody needs to know it exists and how it works.
All right, this is the part I'm really interested in, the consequences. Right. What happens if a company just ignores all this?
Well, this is where the law has real teeth. The penalties fall under the social penal code. We're talking level four fines for serious violations.
And level four is the highest level, right?
It is, yeah. The most severe. It can mean criminal fines for the company and even for the managers responsible. Things like obstructing a report or just not setting up the channels.
And what about the direct financial hit? If a whistleblower is fired, what does the company owe them?
That's where it gets very specific. The compensation is significant, somewhere between 18 and 26 weeks of salary.
18 to 26 weeks, wow.
And that's not all. If the report was about something like, say, money laundering or terrorism financing, the compensation is set at 6 months gross salary.
So this is much more than just a compliance checklist.
Oh, absolutely. It's really a forced shift in internal risk management. It's not just about setting up a reporting box. For instance, the law also has these very strict archiving rules for the data, which forces companies to handle this sensitive information in a completely new way.
So it's not really about avoiding a fine. It feels like Belgium has, in a way, tried to legislate trust.
That's a great way to put it. Compliance is one thing, but building a culture of trust is the real goal.
Which leaves a pretty big question for you to think about. If a law forces a company to build trust through these processes, how much does that actually change the deep-seated ethical behavior of management versus just making sure they pick the boxes to avoid that level four fine?